The publishing world hasn't had a great track record when it comes to YA books that include diversity of race, gender, and sexuality. The Cooperative Children's Book Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison tracks these things and found that in 2020, only 30% of children's books written focused on racially diverse characters or themes, and only 27% of all authors who write for young people are authors of color. But a new novel for middle grade readers is widening the publishing world a little. Zachary Ying and the Dragon Emperor is the latest offering from Chinese non-binary best-selling author Shiran J. Zhao. Here now's Emiko Tamagawa tells us more.
In some ways, Zachary Ying and the Dragon Emperor follows a common fantasy trope. The hero, Zachary, is an outsider. He's an Asian in a largely white school in Maine. And he discovers that he's actually a descendant of the first emperor of China. Zach was born to host the emperor's spirit in a quest to save the mortal world. But Zach is not just Chinese. He's a Chinese Muslim. His father was executed for speaking out against government oppression of Uyghur Muslims when Zach was a baby. He and his mother sought refuge in the U.S. Author Shiran J. Zhao says highlighting Zach's faith was key.
There's actually like very, very heavy Islamic influence to Chinese culture, especially in Western China. And so, yeah, I wanted to just represent that in Zachary Ying because I don't think that people realize that there even is such a like major Muslim population in China.
The emperor communicates to Zach through Mythrealm, an augmented reality game that combines the latest technology with elements of Chinese history. But not the more commonly known Chinese history.
I just found so much inspiration in the stories of rebels in Chinese history. Because when you think China, most people think, oh yeah, like Confucianism and obedience and that kind of thing. But there is actually a long-standing culture of rebellion in Chinese culture.
Zhao, who prefers the pronoun them, is a rebel himself. Growing up was tough. They immigrated with their family from China to Vancouver, Canada at a young age. Zhao later decided to leave a degree in biochemistry behind to become a writer, and that did not sit well with their parents.
I was, like, not considered an ideal kid at all. I was considered a disappointment.
And while they were figuring out their career, their gender identity was another challenge.
I would always rebel against gender norms. Like, I was known as a tomboy. Like, even in drama classes, I would always pick the male roles. And when teachers would split us into boys versus girls, I would always want to be on the boys' team. But I didn't really think that I wanted to be a boy either. It's that, like, I didn't want to be a girl. And then I think only pretty recently did I realize that, you know, non-binary is a thing that you can be.
Zhao's hero, Zach, isn't non-binary. But Zach is just starting to realize that he has feelings for other boys. Having a gay, Chinese Muslim hero at the center of Zhao's book was a way for them to reach out to young readers who might be going through their own identity struggles. They're getting support from publishing mainstay Jeff Kinney. Kinney is not only the author of the best-selling Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, he also owns a bookstore southwest of Boston. Recently, he welcomed Shiran J. Zhao to talk about Zachary Ying.
I think representation matters. I think it's great for kids to have positive role models in the fiction they read. And feeling seen and represented is incredibly important for a person's mental health and self-esteem.
Zhao knows all too well what it's like not to have role models, which is why they created Zachary Ying.
I had a pretty rough adolescence, and that's part of why I wrote this book. I hope to help the next generation a little bit, so that they will have a smoother adolescence than mine.
Zachary Ying and the Dragon Emperor is available now. For Here and Now, I'm Emiko Tamagawa.